Each month, the Foreign Agricultural Service reports on the sale of peanuts around the world, and they have a new report out for the six-month period running from August through January. So peanut farmers are in good shape now. The export market is running up 12.1%, when USDA had predicted earlier it would be slightly down this year. But overall, from August through January, the raw shell peanuts are up 17.8% in shipments overseas or out of the country. Canada is the number one buyer of raw shell peanuts, followed by Mexico, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and Japan, and they are buying at a good rate right now. The in-shell peanuts, we've had a shortage of in-shells, but they are moving up 6.4%. The number one buyer is China. China buying a major buy of in-shell peanuts, even some that are farmer stock. Also, number two is Germany, followed by Vietnam, and those will probably end up in China. Netherlands number four and Canada number five. Peanut butter is down slightly, only 11%. The top buyer of peanut butter, of course, is Canada, followed by Germany, Mexico, Nigeria, and number five is the Philippines. But overall, the U.S. peanut exports are up 12.1%. January posted 11.1% over last year, and the future looks good for peanut farmers. Supplies are tight right now, and hopefully customers can get enough peanuts till we get to the new crop that'll be coming up in October. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.